Okay, so so every week we do a topic in Or HaChaim. We spoke about the shofar, we spoke about tshuva, we spoke about Shnayim Mikra. So, but this week I thought it was appropriate to take don't worry, you just started. I thought it was appropriate to take like a short detour from the Or HaChaim topics and talk about a different sugya that I think is very relevant to being in Eretz Yisrael right now. Something I got from my Rebbe, Rav Rosenzweig, is that every year on Yom HaAtzma'ut, he was always very makpid to talk about Inyanei Eretz Yisrael. He would always give us Raim Shir or something about Bikurim or, you know, Shemitah, to kind of relate us and think about, you know, what is the role of Eretz Yisrael in our lives. And by analyzing the halachos that, you know, pertain specifically to the land of Israel, we could get a lot of insight into what we're doing here. Why are we here? Is it important to be here? What's our role? And how does it impact us in the day-to-day? So because of that, I want to talk about probably the most fundamental condition when it comes to mitzvos hatulios ba'aretz. So just as an introduction, there are mitzvos she'eino tulio ba'aretz, meaning they don't depend on Eretz Yisrael at all. There are certain things you always have to do. It doesn't matter if you're in America, if you're in Europe, or if you're in Israel, you have to wear tzitzis, you have to wear tefillin, right? It doesn't depend on the time and place. As opposed to, what's a mitzvah hatuliyah ba'aretz? Anyone have any examples?
Shemitah.
Right, Shemitah, it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Right, we have a lot of examples where certain mitzvahs about the, you know, trumos, maestros, chala midoraisa, all these things only apply in Eretz Yisrael. So, what is the condition necessary for mitzvos hatulios ba'aretz? Does any, like, when do mitzvos, like, why is there no Shemitah, you know, midoraisa b'zman hazeh?
Because
the pasuk says aretz. Okay, and what about, like, chala, for example?
Pasuk
says aretz. So, we're in aretz. What do you mean?
Sheesh.
I know, but why is b'zman hazeh? It's not deoraisa.
B'zman hazeh,
it's not deoraisa. Shemitah is not deoraisa b'zman hazeh. Chala in Israel is not deoraisa b'zman hazeh. Trumos, say it again.
How much of Klal Yisrael is here?
Yeah, does anyone know what that concept is called?
Bias
Kulchem. Very good.
And actually, I should have got a Gemara.
Perfect. Where does that come up?
The 15th page.
15th page. No, so I thought it was very appropriate to talk about Bias Kulchem, because you guys are all learning Ksuvos. So the Gemara, so again, Bias Kulchem, just so we're all on the same page, is the condition that in order for mitzvos hatulios ba'aretz to apply, in order for, you know, Shemitah might have its own thing called Kol Yoshev Alah, but for Trumos, for Maestros, and for Chala to apply, you know, we need Bias Kulchem. So what is Bias? Bias Kulchem literally means, you know, the Jewish people coming to Israel. So where does this come up, and what does this mean? So let's analyze the Gemara for a second, and then we're going to ask a ton of questions, because it really is a very confusing Gemara. So the Gemara says, Ashkechinu l'Rabbanan b'Bei Rebbe, d'yasvei v'ka'amrei. So, you know, the Rabbanan, they were sitting around just like us, they were having a chabura, and they were talking and learning. Afilu l'manda amar trum b'zman hazeh d'Rabbanan. So even according to the opinion who says that truma bizman hazeh is dirabanan, so chala deoraisa. So the Gemara tells us that chala and truma are actually inverse of each other. Again, truma is what you give to, just again as background, truma is you know, when you have something that grows from the ground. So you let's say you finish the, you know, entire pile, the entire process of the you know, the farming process. So you have to take off a certain amount and give it to the Kohen. Chala is after something is made into dough, so then you have to take a Isa, you have to take part of the Isa and give that to the Kohen. So they're different. Chala and Truma, you have Chala and Truma, they're different things, which we're going to speak about. So even though, so one opinion says that even though Chala b'zman hazeh is dirabanan, Chala is d'oraisa. How could that be? Aren't they both mitzvos hatulios ba'aretz? So the Gemara says, no, we know that there's a difference between them. Sheharei zayin shekivshu v'zayin shechilku nischayvu b'chala v'lo nischayvu b'truma. Because what's the zayin shekivshu v'zayin shechilku? Say that again?
Yeshua.
In Yeshua, right. What happened?
7 years of conquering, 7 years of division.
Right. So as soon as the Jews entered Eretz Yisrael, they were chayiv in some mitzvos. But the you know, we learned from the Torah that there are other mitzvot that they weren't chayiv in until they conquered and divided the entire land of Israel, and that took 14 years in order to conquer all the other nations and then divide the land between the Shvatim. That took 14 years. 7 of war and 7 of dividing the land. So, what happened during that time? Were we chayiv in chala? The Gemara says, yes, we're chayiv in chala. Because, where is the Rashi? Rashi says, Nischayivu b'chala, dichsiv b'voachem el ha'aretz. Because the Pasuk says, as soon as you come to the land of Israel. So it sounds like chala depends on just being in Israel. Right? It doesn't matter if you own the land, if you have ownership over the land. As long as you're in Israel, you're chayiv in chala. But trumas and maestros, it depends. Do you own this land or not? So if the, you know, the plishtim own the land, it's not chayiv in truma. So that's one opinion. So then they say back, ve'amina lehu. So in the Chabura, they responded, Adaraba. It's the exact opposite. Afil l'manda amar truma bizman azeh deoraisa. Even if you think truma bizman azeh deoraisa, chala dirabanan. Chala is actually not deoraisa, it's dirabanan. Detanya, bivoachem el haaretz. Ibivoachem yachol mishenichnasu la shnayim ushloshim raglim. Tamaloma bivoachem bivias kulchem amarti v'lo bivias miktasem. So the Pasuk says, bivoachem. Normally, when you have mitzvos hatulus ba'aretz, what does the pasuk say for most times when it says, when you shall come to the land of Israel? How does the Torah refer to that? Kisavo el ha'aretz. Here, it doesn't say that. It says, bivoachem. It doesn't say, kisavo el ha'aretz. So why does it say, bivoachem? To teach you that it's not when bias miksasam comes, right? So you would have had a havamina that as soon as the Meraglim came to Eretz Yisrael, they should have been chayiv in chala, because people, Jewish people, were in Eretz Yisrael. Isn't that kisavo el haaretz? So we say no, that's not kisavo el haaretz for this din, because you need for chala, you need bias kulchem. Okay, so I think we learn two things from this Gemara. Who wants to offer a thing that we learned from the Gemara?
While I look for it around.
No, this is good. I think we learned what's the most general thing we learned from this Gemara? Like very, very broad. Very broad.
Chal's
status. Chal's, but they argue. We have two manda amars. What do you mean chal's status?
Or chayv and chala.
What's chayv and chala?
Separating from
chala. I think the broadest thing we learn is that are chala and truma the same or the inverse? It seems to be the inverse. It seems like if you hold chala is deoraisa, so you're saying truma is derabanan. And if you're saying truma is derabanan, then chala is deoraisa. It sounds like they have to be the inverse. And it makes sense because according to the opinion that says chala is deoraisa, we're saying the status of chala doesn't depend on whether you have ownership over the land or not. But truma does, right? So, how do we know truma does? Because when they didn't have ownership over the land, in the Zion Shekivshu, Zion Shechilku, would they chayv in truma? No. So, bismanazel, we don't have ownership over the land, so we're not chayv in chala, and sorry, truma either. Did I say chala? I meant truma. We're not chayv in truma. You need ownership of the land. And the other opinion says, no, it's the exact opposite. Truma, you know, this kibshu is Eretz Yisrael, so we're chayv in truma. But chala, you need everyone to be here. And is everyone here right now? No. That's what the Gemara says. V'chi askinu Ezra, lav kula salik. When we came with Ezra for the building of the second Beis HaMikdash, not everyone came. Most people stayed in Bavel. So I think the first thing we learn from this Gemara is that chala and truma are inverse of each other.
The reasons why we're here aren't inverse.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure.
We just changed the dinim to make it.
What do you? Yes and no. It depends. According to the first one, which says that chala depends on being in Eretz Yisrael, and truma depends on, like, you know, having ownership over Eretz Yisrael. That's inverse. I think that's inverse. But either way, the Gemara is definitely presenting it that way, as inverse. The second thing is that, when do we quote Bias Kulchem? By Chala. So it sounds like it's only a din in Chala, right? So is Truma Bizman Zed Doreisa?
According to that,
sound like yeah, right? Okay, and the third thing is just is an even bigger problem on the Gemara that that Rav Chaim actually asks in the stencils, they call it. Not the Chidushei Rav Chaim, it's a different sefer, it's called the stencils. So he asks a very important question. Hold on a second. What do we say about Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? Was it Mevatel after Korban Bayasheni? No, right? So what's the raya that Truim Bizmanezez Dirabanan? Because during the Zayin Shekivshu and Zayin Shechilku, so we didn't have ownership over the land, so we were potter from Truma. Right? That's the raya. That, oh, nowadays, so we don't have ownership, so we're also potter from Truma. What do you mean? There wasn't Kedushas HaAretz yet. There wasn't, we didn't have anything. You didn't have Kedushas HaAretz until Yeshua conquered everything. But now we do have Kedushas HaAretz. It's not Mevatel. So what kind of comparison is that from, oh, the time of Yeshua, when there wasn't Kedushas HaAretz, they were Pater from Truma. So nowadays, when we don't have ownership over the land, we're also Pater. But you have Kedushas HaAretz Yisrael. So why should it matter what happened in the Zayin Shekivshu, Zayin Shechilku years? That's not relevant to nowadays. Does that make sense? Okay, so just to clarify, so again, the Gemara says that we have this inverse relationship between Challah and Truma. The Gemara says that Bias Kulchem is a condition necessary for Challah, Midoraisa, and it sounds like the Gemara is using, for some reason, a proof from the Zayin Shekivshu, the Zayin Shechilku, for nowadays, even though it sounds like it shouldn't be relevant at all. So those are the three questions. And the reason why I'm asking these questions is because of the Rambam, who's going to make this whole thing very confusing. So the Rambam starts off in Hilchos Trumos with probably, this is probably, by the way, if you want to go with anything, just remember this stira in the Rambam, because this is like one of the most important stiras in the Rambam that comes up throughout Shas. That, you know, everyone deals with this. So the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Trumos says as follows. Hatrumos v'hamaitros eina noagim min haTorah ela be'eretz Yisrael. Okay, so first, when it comes to truma and maaser, no chala, where does it apply? Eina ela be'eretz Yisrael. So, okay, we know it's a mitzvah t'luyos v'aretz and only applies in Israel. But the next line is the most shocking. Bein bifnei habayis, bein shelo bifnei habayis. What does that mean? It means truma and maaseros. Doesn't matter if you have a Beis HaMikdash or not, they're Doraisa. So what does that imply about Truma Bizman Hazeh?
It's
Doraisa. Right? Then, in the end of that very Perek, Halacha Chafav, is Hilchos Trumos, Perek Aleph Halacha Chafav, Rambam says, HaTruma Bizman Hazeh, V'afilu B'makom Shechziku Oloi Bavel. So Truma Bizman Hazeh, even in the places that Ezra brought everyone when they came from Bavel, Afilu bime Ezra, eino min haTorah, hela midivrehen. So it's actually midirabanan. She'ein lecha truma shel Torah ela be'eretz Yisrael bilvad. Ubizman shekol Yisrael sham. When does truma apply? When the majority of the Jewish people are there. Shne'emar. What pasuk do you think he's going to quote? Say it again. Say it louder. You said it. Bevoachem, right? Because that's the pasuk of Bias Kulchem, right? What does he quote? Shneamar kisavou, when you come to the land, bias kulchem, which is not a pasuk, k'shehayu biyerusha rishona, just like when you came to Eretz Yisrael the first time, ukshmo shehein asidin lachzor biyerusha shlishas, lo k'shehayu biyerusha shniya shayso bimei Ezra, v'chein yirali, and the Rambam then says, oh, and I also think shu adin b'maisros, that also maiser is pater. Unless everyone is around, she'in chayavim bizman hazeh el medivrem kitruma. So the Rambam says, "Oh, bias kulchem actually extends to trumos and maestros." But that's not what the Gemara said.
Does he include chal also?
And he doesn't say chal. He does in Hilchos Bikurim, but he doesn't mention it here. And that's what the Ravid says. I don't understand. First of all, the Rambam starts off Hilchos Trumos telling us Chala Bizman Hazeh is Deoraisa. Bizman Hazeh is Deoraisa. And then he ends off saying, by the way, it's Dirabanan. So he Soser himself. And also, he takes that from something the Gemara never said. He's saying, oh, Bias Kulchem, what we said about challah also applies to truma and meiser, and he quotes a different pasuk. So what the heck is going on here? Right, so everything makes sense, right?
Well,
no, the Rambam, of course, but the problems make sense, right? The problems make sense to everyone? Does anyone have any thoughts? No, with Kabura. Yes.
So is Bias Kulchem is 51%, or it's like a coming in mass?
That's a debate. I think Bias Kulchem is, it sounds from the Rambam that it's more like coming in mass. Like there's a certain, like when you enter Eretz Yisrael, there has to be like a critical mass of people.
Like some like Gula thing that like...
Yeah, yeah.
So could we even call that nowadays?
No, right, so there's a huge machlokas in the postgame about, because also Shemitah Shemitah has a similar din, but it's a different drasha. That's what I mentioned earlier. Shemitah, the reason why we don't do Shemitah Bisman is that it looks like Bias Kulchem, but it's called something else. It's called Kol Yoshvea Aleha. And so a lot of Achronim are Mechalik. They say Kol Yoshvea Aleha is about just being in Eretz Yisrael. Whereas Bias Kulchem is about coming into Eretz Yisrael in a certain way. And because of that, the Achronim, and it's getting very relevant, by the way, Bisman Azeh.
That's if you hold this 51%.
Right, no, so it's a relevant question, Bisman Azeh, because I think, what was it, like 49%? 49% of Jewish people, I think, are living in Israel.
Yes,
is that, does anyone have confirmation?
I don't know, but I think you talked about the Chatzos cycle, though.
Yeah, I was like,
I think that they're talking about the next Shemitah cycle, that we're going to have 51%.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the Mashiach's going to be here, because we were talking about the Chatzos.
But yeah, that's separate.
What are these Chatzos? What is it?
Might just be cahoes, to be honest.
I thought you said clowns. I was like, why would there be clowns here? Okay.
Hey, according to the Jewish agency, currently it's 46.2%.
46.
It's pretty low.
But that's also my like.
I mean, it's almost half.
Anyway,
taken
like that sounds so exciting. 75 years.
But yeah, either way, it's a big question nowadays whether we could reinstitute Shemitah Bizman Azeh Midaraisa, and even if we say Shemitah, what about Challah? What about Truma? What about Meiser? Purim? What about Arla? What about Kalayim? Like, these are all, you know...
Kalayim doesn't apply to Midaraisa?
Kalayim... Actually... No, I think it does. But I think there are certain Kulas Bizman Azeh. I'm pretty sure because... I'm not sure on that.
This states
for Arla. Yeah.
Does the Rambam work if you say that the second Rambam is relying upon Bias Kulchem, and the first Rambam is if Bias Kulchem is it like if everyone's here, then it's Deraisa.
So then, why does the Rambam say Bein Shelo Bifnei Habayis?
Because Bein Shelo Bifnei Habayis has nothing to do with Bias Kulchem.
Oh.
It has to be if there's a bias or not.
Very good. So I think. That's very much in the right direction.
I mean, first of all, you said Arla before. Isn't Arla also, like, not just in Eretz Yisrael?
Yeah, Arla applies in Chutz Laretz. Yeah. But, not really Bizman Azeh so much.
If something applies in Chutz Laretz, like, how does that, like, reflect on its...
The Mishnah in Kiddushin says that Arla, the Chutz Laretz, is halacha. Halacha, it's like... So, whatever, there's different... There's Rav Chaim has a piece on it, different opinions. Is that a halacha Moshe Mitzrayim? Is that an extension of Arla? Would there be a Natei Ravai in Chutz Laretz? Well, there's a lot of different dinim. But I wasn't trying to like give psak. I was just trying to list, like, you know, you have all these mitzvahs for Laretz. So just we have to. It might be the answer is that none of them are affected by Bizman Azeh. But it's a sugya to look. Each one we have to look. Does Kalayim apply? Is that a mitzvah to the Arla? It's the same the way Arla is. Is Arla the same as Bikurim? Is Bikurim the same as Netei Ravai? Is Netei Ravai the same as Say it again.
Do our Kohanim even count for these mitzvahs?
Right. No. Exactly. Like, who do you give challah to? And what do we do Bizman Azeh? Like all these are very important questions, but they all hinge on this sugya, right? So, how do we answer the Rambam? And how do we understand what is Bias Kulchem, and what does it say about the Jewish people? What does it say about the Jewish people being in the land of Israel? So I think what Micah is saying relates very much to what the Ma'ari Korkis says for the Rambam. He asks the same kasha. The Ma'ari Korkis says, I don't understand. The Rambam says at the end of Hilchos Trum, at the end of Perek Aleph of Trumos, that Bizman Azeh, Trumos are Dirabanon. Maestros are Dirabanon. Seemingly Chala is Dirabanon. And then, oh, he's actually not, they don't even have Ma'ari Korkis, so that's fine. I was going to read, no, I was going to read outside anyway, but I was just curious. In case
who's the Ma'ari Korkis?
Who is the Ma'ari Korkis? I'm actually not sure. I mean, he's one of, he writes a lot. He's in the Franco, the Rambam, here, yeah, the Franco Rambams, they print him.
I just don't think I've ever noticed the Ma'ari Korkis before.
Yeah. Here. So now I have to read at least some of it. In the Franco Rambam, they print the Ma'ari Korkis. Does it say in the front who that is?
Is it on the...
Yeah, here. It's on Sefer. He only has... It says he has on Zra'im, Avoda, and Korbanos. It doesn't say... Yeah, Rabbeinu Yosef Korkis.
Okay. Is it in, on the Daf of the Rambam?
Yeah, it's on... It's just not on so much... They have it on a few... It just doesn't have it on most things, but it comes up. So what does the Ma'ari Korkis say? He says, I don't understand. So Nira Shidat Rabbeinu Lifso Kane, the Truma Bizmanazah Deoraisa. It sounds like according to the Rambam, Truma Bizmanazah is Deoraisa. Avalzet Yefshir. Shahari Kosta Beferish, Mesova Perik, the Truma Bizmanazah Deorabanon. How can the Rambam say Truma Bizmanazah is Deoraisa in the first halacha when at the end he says it's not? How could that be? The Kavanas Khan, Lav Bizmanazah Airi. So actually, he says what Micah says, I think. Ela bizman shekol Yisrael aleha, aleha ayri. V'kamash shalon. Dekevon dechol Yisrael aleha, chayeves min ha-Torah, v'nikres eretz Yisrael, avim ein bias. So what does the Ma'ari Korkis say? Exactly like you said. What does the Rambam say in Halacha Aleph? Does he say that, nowadays, since not everyone's here, or even if everyone, he doesn't say anything about how many people are here, right? He says, "Hatruma va maestros, eino nohagos ela be'aretz Yisrael, bein b'fnei abayis, bein shelo b'fnei abayis." So the Rambam is just telling you that the, you know what truma depends upon? It doesn't depend on whether we have a beis hamikdash or not.
That's hilarious.
Right? It depends on, is Klal Yisrael located in Eretz Yisrael? And I think it's a very strong lashon. Kamashalan, the kevan de kol Yisrael aleha, chayeves min haTorah, v'nikris Eretz Yisrael. When can we really call this Eretz Yisrael? When the Jewish people are located in this land. And even if you don't have a base on Mikdash, that has a halachic ramification. I think that's a very necessary idea for us to hear in our own time.
Through Truma,
yeah. That's the halachic ramification. You don't need a binyan base on Mikdash. All you need is Jewish people here. Boom, Truma. And that's why the Rambam says, nowadays, it's Dirabanan, because we don't have everyone here. So I think, putting everything together, what this means is that there's really... Wait, so but how does that answer... Let's just go back for a second. How does that answer all our questions on the Gemara, and why the Rambam, chooses a different pasuk? Also, how does the Rambam extend the din of Bias Kulchem to Trumas and Maestros, when it sounds like it only applies to Challah? So I think, in classic Brisker fashion, you could say maybe there's two things going on here. There's two stages to the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. L'mashal, when you guys get up to, I think it's Daf Tes, if anyone got up there yet, you learn about Kivush Yachid, right? Kivush Yachid, Kivush Rabim. Right? Or no, that's Gittin.
I don't want Daf Tes, I don't
know. It's Gittin, sorry.
We're doing Daf Tes. So.
Sorry, yeah. I know Daf Testing. Sorry, it's Gittin.
I just freaked out.
I got confused. No. I mean, Daf Test is... Daf Test is Sex Fake Up. No, I thought on the bottom. But no, it's in Gittin. I learned Ksuvas and Gittin. In Shana Bet. So they get melted
Gittin's
together.
Gittin's next year.
So...
I think it's Kiddush and Kaz.
So anyway, what's the sugya of Kivush Rabim and Kivush Yachid? Right, it comes up all the time. Does anyone know which place is like the most contested when it comes to Kivush Yachid and Kivush Rabim? Surya. The Gemara always brings up. Surya was this place that David HaMelech conquered, and the Gemara says it was a Kivush Yachid. And because it was a kibush yachid, it's not chutz laaretz, but it's not the same as Eretz Yisrael. And there's a huge machlokas rishonim between Rashi and Tosfos about why is kibush yachid a problem? What's so bad? Why can't I go somewhere in New York City and say this is Israel? I'm a Jew. Why can't we say we have thousands of Jews in Tina? It's Israel now. This is an extension of Israel. Why can't we do that? So one answer in the sugya of Kivush Yachid is that you can't extend Eretz Yisrael. First of all, you can't extend Eretz Yisrael, you know, if it's not connected at all. Also, you can't extend Eretz Yisrael if you don't even have, you don't have Eretz Yisrael yet. Right? So what the problem with Kivush Yachid was that it was before David had control over the entire Eretz Yisrael. So you can't extend Eretz Yisrael until the borders that are, you know, the original Eretz Yisrael are, you know, all part of the Jewish nation, right? We can't talk about extending something until the, you know, the baseline is filled. Yes.
So according to that opinion, is like a lot more becomes an Eretz Yisrael then?
What a lot. Okay, but either way. So why did I bring this up? Because what I think is going on here is that you have a sort of two-stage process when it comes to establishing Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. That, right, what do we need when it comes to, you know, Trumos and Maestros? What do we need? We need the people to be in Eretz Yisrael. We need the land to be, there needs to be Kedusha's Karka, right? But you can't have Kedusha's Karka. The land can't be Kadosh with Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael. If you don't have a setup and a rubric, a framework, where the first is a basic first level of Kedusha in all of Eretz Yisrael, right? If we don't own Eretz Yisrael, I can't say my crop of land has Kedusha at Eretz Yisrael. That's ridiculous, right? It needs to extend, the Kedusha of the land itself needs to extend from the fact that the borders are fortified as, you know, part of the Jewish people's Eretz Yisrael, right? So the first step is Kisavohu El Ha'aretz, right? When you come to the land, when you set up the borders of Eretz Yisrael, so then we could start talking about whether they're mitzvos Ha'aretz or not, right? Meaning without Bias Kulchem, and not the Bias Kulchem of Bivoachem, the Bias Kulchem of Bivoachem, you're right, is specific to Challah. But there's a prerequisite to whether we even have Challah, to whether we even have Trumos and Maestros. And that it applies to all the Mitzvos Haaretz. Is there a Shem Eretz Yisrael? Is there a Kisavohu El Haaretz? Or is it just a desolate place where a few Jews are? Right? And that's how Rav Chaim and Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer put it in the Evin HaEzel. He said, Bias Kulchem, it's not just a Tanai for Challah, it's a condition for Kedushas Eretz Yisrael itself. Just like the Ma'ariv Korka says, without the Jewish people here, ain't no Nikra Eretz Yisrael. And when the Jewish people are here, Eretz Yisrael Nikra. And that's why the Rambam is quoting this different pasuk when he extends the din of Bias Kulchem to all these different mitzvos. And he says, and yearly it extends even to maestros. And so I think that's how you could understand the Gemara and Ksuvus, right? Because we said, I don't understand, isn't Challah and Truma, aren't they inverses of each other? And number two, why are we using, you know, the Zayin Shekivshu and Zayin Shechilku to prove what the reality should be Bizman Hazeh? So I think you could say that, no, we're not trying to show that, Bizayin Shekivshu, Bizayin Shechilku should be the same as Bizman Hazeh. Of course it's not. Now we have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Kedusha Shniyah Lo Batla. But what we're showing by quoting that is that Truma and Challah depend on different things. In order for you to be chayiv in Truma, you need ownership of the land. So Bizman Hazeh, we don't have ownership of the land. Ein Achanami, we have Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, we have stage one. But we don't have the kivush. We don't have the chazaka that they had in the times of, Yoshua. Or not the chazaka, but sorry, I was going to say, we don't have the kivush rabbin that they had in the times of Yoshua. We can't say that we own the land and that there could be kedusha sakarka. So you're right. How do you get out of the question? But don't we have kedusha shnia lasid lavel? Yes, but there's a second step that we don't have yet. But challah doesn't depend on that. We said challah just depends on, all you need is bias kulchem, right? Challah, you don't necessarily need to have ownership over the land. And that's why in the Zayin Shekivshu, Zayin Shechilku, they were still chayav in challah. And so I think, I'm sorry if this was a little confusing.
What are we saying that is then?
What is?
Not
for challah? What? Kisavau or? Which?
What are we saying the ownership is?
So the ownership needs to be like shlita, like we have jurisdiction.
So wouldn't that be a prerequisite to bias kulchem?
No.
Just owning land?
No, bias kulchem is a you can't talk, because that was what I was trying to say by quoting kivush yachid, that we can't kedushas akarka is like a second step. There's really, let me give a little background. I wanted to go more into this, but I didn't want to make it too confusing. There's like two, when it comes to, what is Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? What is Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? So, your Havim, would be, there's one thing. What do you mean? There's Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. What's even the question? But if you look in the Mefarshim, there's a lot of indication that there's really two types of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And that different dinim depend on the two different types of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So one type is the Shem Eretz Yisrael. Shem Eretz Yisrael means the borders of Eretz Yisrael. And what does that mean? It means when we come into Eretz Yisrael, now we're in those borders, we're chayav in certain things. So what would be an example? Challah. You don't need Kedushas HaKarka. Right? Kedushas HaKarka is something different. And we see that from the Jews originally coming into Eretz Yisrael, Kedushas HaKarka is an extension of the Shem Eretz Yisrael. Like first you have to establish Shem Eretz Yisrael. Right? Avram, wherever you walk, that's Shem Eretz Yisrael. Those are the original borders of Eretz Yisrael. Hold on one second. Right? But now when the Jews come in, they could imbue that with, and when they conquer, they could imbue that with even an extra sense of Kedusha. That not only is there a certain chumras of being in Israel, the land itself produces something that requires Truma, that requires Shemitah, Arla, things of that nature. Right? So that second level is Kedushas Karka. You're saying what creates the Kedushas Karka?
No.
That's your question. No.
Yeah. It's a question.
I think we're saying Bias. So according to the Rambam, Bias Kulchem sets up the Shem Eretz Yisrael. The Kisavo El Aretz. When the Jews come back, and now there's, and when they came
Bias
back with. Say it again?
Bias Kulchem is Shem?
It's more like, it's the prerequisite. It's the prerequisite.
And then Shlita is more like Kedushas HaKarka.
I think so. But we don't have, what the Rambam is teaching us is we don't have Bias Kulchem right now. When they came with Ezra, only a few, the majority didn't come. So we don't have a Bias Kulchem. The only thing that could, what the Mari Korkus is teaching is that the only thing that could create that Bias Kulchem, that extra level in which we could attain higher levels of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, is our presence in the land itself, us being here. And so every person who's here, every person that moves here, everyone that takes a role in being here, is having a huge effect on the nature of what it means to be in Eretz Yisrael. Every person counts. Every Jew here is a tremendous difference maker. You had a question, Eitan? Okay. So, this chiluk comes up in a lot of different places. The difference between Shem Eretz Yisrael and Kedushas Eretz Yisrael.
So in terms of Shem Eretz Yisrael, would that require like a conquering? Meaning if we just have land that we occupy, let's say. Right? So does that now get...
Well, no, you still need Bias Kulchem. So that's what we don't have Bias Kulchem, nothing. Without Bias Kulchem, there's no question, there's no conversation. That's what I think, and that's what the Rambam's message
is. According to this explanation of shame and Kedusha Saaretz, what exists now is has no Kedusha except the Asadaba.
No, so there is Kedusha. There's Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael that wasn't Batel, but it was the Kedusha of the, what the Rambam calls Chazaka of, the Chazaka of Ezra.
Which is no halakhic ramifications.
It does. It
three,
does.
There's three levels. There's the Chazaka, and then there's Shame, and then there's...
Okay. Yeah, it still has some... It has some... First of all, it has some status midirabanan. It also has, you know, in terms of, like, Bamos, or things like that. Because Kedusha Shnia wasn't Mevatel, we can't bring stuff on a Bama. I mean, even though normally, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, you are allowed to bring something on a Bama. The Gemara Megillah says that because there's Kedusha Shnia, you can't bring something on a Bama. So it does have some ramifications, but it's not the same. Like, we're not Chayiv in Truma. We're not Chayiv in Midoraisa. Shmita is not Deoraisa. And like for... Chala is not Deoraisa. And like you see this, like an example where this comes up is like the Gemara in Gittin says that like when they came back Bisman Ezra, that there were places that where they weren't, I mean even within the places of Shem Eretz Yisrael didn't even have, there was no Kedusha Sakarka even in certain places because they didn't go there. So there could be, so you see there could be a chiluk in Shem Eretz Yisrael and Kedusha Eretz Yisrael even within Eretz Yisrael. And for like another example, like Tosos in the first daf of Gittin, when it talks about like the borders of Eretz Yisrael, so Tosos gets like very upset about something, and they say like, what, like, if there's no, Tosos basically makes an assertion, they say like, if there's no Chibas Eretz Yisrael, then there shouldn't be Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And if Rosenzweig pointed out last year, that's not true. You could have Chibas Eretz Yisrael. Chibas Eretz Yisrael is like the Shem Eretz Yisrael, without having necessarily Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Whatever, but that's a tangent. So, but the point is, I think, if you just walk away with the steer in there, I'm sorry if that was too confusing. It was, again, it wasn't part of the normal, next week we'll get back to the, you know, the normal, Seder of things, but I thought it was important for each, I know you guys have been hearing a lot about hashtag not going anywhere, which, Eitan Laub really spearheaded all by himself, without, you know, no one else had any influence on that, I'm sure, and, we've been hearing a lot about it, a lot of, rabbis have been coming the past few weeks to give us chizuk, but I think we should look into, you know, if we can, what does it mean? Not just okay, let's all be in Israel. What does that mean? What effect does that have? What's the difference between Israel when we're here versus when we're not here? What difference could we make by being here? Is our learning the same here as opposed to in Chutz La'aretz? And if we could look into these sugyas, we could really fully appreciate what it means to be in Eretz Yisrael. Unfortunately, in Chutz La'aretz, the Ramban says, people don't like to hear it, the Ramban says, like, it's kind of like the minor leagues. You know, this is the major leagues, to be in Israel, to be doing the mitzvahs to the fullest extent possible. And, you know, we're missing, like, most of the mitzvahs.
I feel like this is a Kal Vachomer, because now there's even less Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael, because if you're saying that in order to reach the level of even shame, which is
no, but there's still Kedusha Shnia. Also, the Rambam says it's still Kedusha Mikdash, because Shechina Lo Batla, which is again another sugya. So there's still a lot of Kedusha here. We said Avir Eretz Yisrael Machkim, even you know, it doesn't depend on Bias Kulchem. There's this idea of like, there's also this Chibas Haaretz, right? The Gemara says at the end of Ksuvos, you guys will get to. I think it was Rav Zera. He would, you know, kiss the rocks of Eretz Yisrael. He would roll around in the dirt of Eretz Yisrael. So there's, you know, I think that what that shows us is, you know, this isn't some Zionistic propaganda. Not that there's anything wrong with Zionistic propaganda. It depends on the Zionistic propaganda. Yesh lechalek between different Zionist propagandas, but this is the emes that being in Eretz Yisrael and living here, it makes a tremendous difference to the land itself, and it should really make us feel the sachrayas of what it means to transform the place where we're living through our presence, and to really help us fully appreciate what it means to be here and appreciate that. So, Shkaya, and have a great Shabbos.